Roanoke Fire EMS spokesperson Tiffany Bradbury says most of their heat-related calls are not for people out in the sun most often.
Folks that are used to working out in these conditions, they know, you know, when to take a break.
It's more likely, she says, someone not routinely outside all day, maybe doing yard work on a hot afternoon or involved in a sports activity. Bradbury says it's important to pay attention to your body, especially if you experience nausea, dizziness, or flushed cheeks. And when in doubt, don't be afraid to call for help.
Beyond the shadow of a doubt, we don't want anyone to think that they shouldn't call 911. Let, you know, the professionals come check them out if you think someone's having a heat-related illness like heat stroke.
And the usual reminders how to best prevent it. Drink plenty of water, wear a hat, take plenty of breaks. Evan Jones, WFIR News.